This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. The Masons of New Mexico are holding their annual meeting in Las Cruces this week. I'm very pleased to have with us the Grand Master of the Masons of New Mexico today, Bill Childers. Bill, thank you for being here.
I appreciate you having me here.
It's good to have you with us. So I want to start off with a little education about the Masons of New Mexico for folks who have not had a relative or friend involved in the Masons. They may not know much at all about the organization. So bring us up to speed.
Well, Fred, we are no different from anyone else. We work, pay our bills and taxes, raise our children to the best of our ability. We vote, and as individuals, we take part in the political life of our communities and the country. As Freemasons, we also seek to become better men, better husbands, better fathers, better citizens, and to find ways that, again, as individuals, we can help improve our society for all people.
Bill, how did you become involved in the Masons?
Well, that's a bit of a long story, but let me see if I can sum it up. Back in 1990, I began reading about and asking questions about the Masonic fraternity. I was impressed with the fact that Freemasonry worked toward the betterment of mankind through the building of individual character. It provided me an opportunity to be a part of an organized effort to exercise what I already believed to be the right way of life. I approached a person one day that I knew to be a Mason, and I asked, how do I become a member? And he took it from there. I became a member, and over time, I became the master of my lodge, Hornada Lodge number 70 here in Las Cruces, three times. And in 2008, I was appointed to the Grand Lodge line by the then Grand Master and Judge Jay Harris of Las Vegas, New Mexico. I continued to progress the Grand Lodge line, and in March of 2013, I was elected to be the Grand Master of Masons in New Mexico. And that's where I'm at today.
All right. As I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation today, the annual meeting taking place this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Las Cruces at the Hotel Encanto. So when this interview is airing and in full on the radio, the event wrapping up on this Saturday, the 22nd of March. Give us an idea of the annual meeting, what goes on there, and what it's all about.
You betcha. Its purpose, in essence, is very similar to that of the Congress of the United States. At this one annual general meeting, we present, discuss, and vote on such changes to our Constitution and bylaws as our members may deem necessary for the good governance of Freemasonry in New Mexico. It is also a great opportunity for Masons from all parts of our great state and from other jurisdictions to get together to visit our old friends and make new ones. And oh yes, we do find time to have fun, and we are going to have fun at this meeting.
Bill, what would you say are the big challenges for the organization right now?
The reality is that we Freemasons, as well as the general public, have an aging population. For younger men, especially those with families and children to raise and educate, today's economy, coupled with their family obligations, often mean that they have less discretionary time and money. Even those with a family history of membership in Freemasonry or just the desire to be a part of our centuries-old and worldwide organization are experiencing difficulty finding the time and even the very small amount of money that it takes to be a Mason. But having said that, many younger men and their families recognize the extraordinary benefit and value that being a Mason brings to their everyday lives, and they find the time and the means to do so. And anyone who is interested in becoming a member or perhaps have questions about Freemasonry can call me at my cell number is 575-644-8830, and I will answer your questions, and get you started down the right path for membership.
So like a lot of service organizations, an aging membership, this is pretty common in many types of service organizations, younger people not getting involved maybe at the rates as they had in the past. How do you see the organization evolving, Bill?
That's a good question, Fred. Since the beginning of modern Freemasonry in the early 1700s, we have, as an organization, always and continually evolved and changed to adapt to the needs and conditions of our society, both here in the United States as well in most of the world's nations. Our primary mission, that of helping good men become better men, the very foundation of the purpose of Freemasonry, is a living entity that, through the work of a great many Masons, continues to be as relevant today as it has been for almost 400 years. It must be understood that the mere act of joining our fraternal order does not make one a better person. Freemasonry opens the door. The individual must walk through it. He must apply himself to understanding the teachings of the order, and he must apply those teachings to all aspects of his everyday life. And in so doing, the individual makes himself a better person. That is the individual responsibility aspect of being a member of the fraternity.
Bill Childers, he is the Grand Master of the Masons of New Mexico. They are holding their annual meeting in Las Cruces, wrapping up today, Saturday, at the Hotel Encanto in Las Cruces. Bill, thank you so much for being with us.